Anti-Lynching Act.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
A Russian missile attack on a government building in the city of Kharkiv. This is the second largest city in Ukraine. We are now getting word that at least 10 people have been killed, 35 injured in this attack. This is in Freedom Square. This is the middle of this bustling city. You can see the destruction that the Russians have wrought there. And this comes as the Russians make ever more gains in the country as a whole, now controlling all the areas in red. And there is new breaking news this morning. Word that what we saw in Kharkiv might be something we see again in other places as well.
This is just shockingly sick. This is an attack on, a civilian. That's actually the city hall building in Kharkiv, which is a university town. It's got, I think, five different universities. People come from all over the world to go to university in Kharkiv, Ukraine. And so the bombing of the city hall there, which means nothing for Russia militarily, is a sheer act of intimidation and war crimes. And just as we were coming to air, there was another attack in Kharkiv, this one against an apartment complex. An apartment complex. Listen, it seems to me that Vlad and Russia have been misrepresenting their intentions toward the world, but, misrepresenting the awesome power of their military might for a long, long time. Some of the things that we know now about the Cold War era is that Russia was so broke during the Cold War era that what it was doing was putting fresh coats of paint on shells, empty shells with no gunpowder in them, no bomb, nothing able to do jack crap to anybody, but making it look as if they were very mighty and strong and armed to the teeth just to intimidate the world. Because really what Russia is a gas station with nuclear weapons. And it seems to me that this whole bombing effort against civilian populations, against, ordinary people who are doing absolutely nothing that would represent any sort of a threat at all to any global power in any respect, in any way, shape, or form, is to intimidate these larger cities into throwing up their hands and surrendering to Russian control, which, by the way, will never happen. Never. Ever, ever will it happen. This is the last report I just saw this.
We are just learning of a new Russian military strike in Kharkiv. The attack hit an apartment complex, as you can see on your screen.
Oh, good God.
There's a fire burning. This is a clearly damaged apartment building. This is located just across the street from a hospital.
Great. Great. Oh, and also in Kyiv, which it's Kyiv, but also there, they bombed a TV tower in Kyiv, which, by the way, was right next door to a Holocaust Memorial Museum called Babyn Yar. Babyn Yar is a memorial Holocaust museum that was erected on the spot where Ukrainian Jews were slaughtered by the Nazis by gunfire. So here's Vlad saying that the reason he has to attack Ukraine is to beat back the Nazis. And then he attacks a TV tower, a television tower, next to a Holocaust Memorial Museum, claiming he's doing something bad to Nazis. A lot of people in the world who are in a position to know anything about Vladimir Putin because they've either met with him, worked with him. You know, we have ambassadors, we have Sondland, we have Vindman, we have Hillary, secretary, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And they're all wondering what the hell is going on with Vlad. What is it, you know, like what crawled up his ass and died all of a sudden that he is now literally risking everything. The Russian economy is in tatters, right? The ruble is worth less than a penny today, less than a penny. It takes 105 rubles now to make one penny. Yeah. I mean, everything there is falling apart. The Russians are probably going to turn on him just shortly. I can't imagine, you know, listen, the mafia that he's running a mafia state. If in case anybody is groping, and I see a lot of groping around in the media to describe what Russia is these days, because you have the idiots at CPAC, the GOP morons who have been pro-Putin all along, trying to shift their positions now because they see the polling in the United States and that almost 80% of Americans are not pro-Putin. Almost 80% of us understand that this man is deranged and violent and a war criminal. But they're groping around because at CPAC they were trying to figure out, what do we call Russian? Oh, let's call it the Soviet communists. And you have politicians, I swear to God, you know, like the Virginia governor. I mean, these are people that run stuff. They're governors, they're executives, they're senators, they're House members. And they really don't have a grip on what Russia is. So they're calling it a communist country and saying that he can't, that Vlad can't feed his people because of the communism, and that they have to beat back the communism everywhere that they find it. The communism slash the socialism. Can I just tell you, the Soviet Union hasn't existed since 1991. It existed from 1917 to 1991, okay? It doesn't exist anymore. What it is a mafia state. It is run by thugs. It is run by a don. It is run exactly like the mafia runs anything, okay? You are loyal to the Don. You never speak outside the family. You only tell him, you know, we have a Don that insists he hears bad news quickly. Okay? He arranges meetings on friendly turf where you'll be safe. Tomorrow, by the way, there's supposed to be some sort of a peace, you know, another shot at a peace talk. However, they're calling Russia a communist state. Some are calling it a social. It's a mafia state. That is what it is. There are words like kleptocracy that make it sound officially okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Anyway, the capos below him are getting really peeved. Their yachts are not welcome in certain ports anymore. And, you know, while other people are worried about their children in a time of war, the mafia dons are worried about their inanimate objects. They're worried about their yachts. I swear to God, this is the isolated mentality of a mafia family. And so now the oligarchs are starting to speak up and go, maybe this is a Gorbachev situation. It ain't working out for us. Maybe we need to get rid of them. By all means, feel free. Anyway, tonight is the State of the Union address for our American president. And I tell you, this was going to be a State of the Union address where the President of the United States was going to talk about progress, was going to talk about how we're doing better, was going to be able to show you that they passed a almost $2 trillion COVID relief package when we needed it most, and that they did an infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure package, you know, that COVID has, you know, subsided, that it's exponentially falling, the number of new cases, the number of hospitalizations, the number of deaths, mask mandates are off in Congress tonight. They will get tested before they enter the Capitol. But they don't have to wear masks tonight. You know, things were moving in the right direction. And the thing that the President of the United States wanted to really address was inflation. And to let you know that you're not imagining it, that it's real, it's bad, you know, and things can be done. And now it's going to be about foreign policy. It's going to be about Russia.